Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Feldman Surveyors at Feldman. They get it right from the ground up.
That video on the Twitch feed right now of Curtis serving the swirly on the ice cream truck is extraordinary.
This is the greatest thing of my life.
Horrendously executed soft serve swirl, though.
Yeah, that was dripping over the edge.
Embarrassing.
The spoon tuck is not going
to
save that.
Yeah, no, you don't spoon tuck the swirl.
No.
I mean, you have to. The thing has to end up in a like a resembling like the Taj Mahal tower,
top of a pyramid or something.
Right.
Then he put his thumb in the ice cream.
Disgusting. He has an issue with his swirl staying erect.
I think he's too close with the ice cream. I think you have to drop the cup a little bit so he's got it too close to where it comes out.
That customer was pissed.
Right. I would be upset with that.
So Numbnuts is on the ice cream truck currently in South Boston, right at the end of Broadway.
And isn't we'll be there a guy they call Numbnuts on the show?
He will be there until 10. And he seems to be making a lot of money for the Jimmy Fund with the amazing people from Frosty Ice Cream this morning. You can visit frostyicecream.com. And we got lots of video on the Twitch feed. And I'm about to share. I will share the swirl video on my Instagram as well. So Greg Hill, W-E-E-I, is how you can follow me on Instagram, and I will share that momentarily.
I think, Greg, this is the start of a series. Every Friday, Curtis does manual labor
somewhere. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the old Dirty Jobs show.
Yep. That was a good show.
What was that guy's name? Mike?
I was going to say Mike Lindell.
No, it's not Mike Lindell. But yeah, we should do that.
And Spaz gets to work Fridays.
For the rest of the summer.
Good for Spaz.
Yeah.
But he's limited, right, Spaz?
And that's Anthony Pazziali now, co-host.
Oh, Anthony Pazziali.
I've moved up. I don't wear costumes anymore. Do you still have to pick your spots? I'm not a boob. I'm not a baby anymore.
What was the mandate on picking your spots?
I don't know. I was going to go to the thing that they had yesterday, the mixer. But
that's what you should have
I was going to go in there hard, and then I decided, you know what? I'm just going to stay away. It's probably not my
good
place.
Idea.
No. See, I think you should go there and let people get to know you.
No, wait. Here's the best thing. The current boss here, I believe his name is Tim Clark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other day he was coming in, he had some luggage, mm-hmm. and I offered to hold the luggage and I opened the door.
Right.
I attempted the hi, I'm Anthony. He just walked away.
That's all right.
Of course he did.
Nice guy.
Of course he did.
Nice guy, but you know, the management here, other than Greg Hill and Ken, I think I'm outski.
Listen, it's like I told Courtney yesterday with Santo. You can't take one swing at the tree and expect it to knock it down. You got to chop away at it, Spaz. Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, I believe Curtis wants to weigh in on the horrendous swirl that he just created for a listener. Curtis.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Oh man, it is great. We have left Pleasure Bay because the fans came and then they just departed.
Okay.
We So we are heading to Acura, right by the station, where all the salespeople are going to come out and donate $2 for the Jimmy Fund before returning to the campus at EEI.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. A little so off.
Right at $200, big day.
A little off, though, on the half and half, the chocolate vanilla swirl that you tried to put together there.
Yeah, you know, certain things happen. I think the system's been a little finicky today, the ice cream system, so I've been trying to work around it.
It's a poor carpenter who blames his tools.
You can't blame him. He's never used tools his entire life.
Yeah, well, I work with one.
Ken's a good guy.
By the way, the manual labor Friday is not in my contract anywhere.
I think it's
not going to be tolerated.
Greg just wrote it in.
I think it's a pretty
Greg
good
and
idea.
Ernie Bach.
I kind of like it.
But I got to say, using your hands, you know, giving people food, it really felt like, a new day for me.
You were doing something.
I felt like a genuine person.
All right. Well, I've put that video up on my Instagram, and so you can take a look at Curtis doing some hard labor. Nice job. Don't storm off. Don't pull a Mac Jones if there are any problems later on.
Because you have a bad swirl.
Right.
It's free ice cream Friday, served on a silver spoon.
This is Phil from New Hampshire. Hey, Phil. Phil. Is Phil talking to somebody
Sounds
else?
Sounds like Phil's ordering.
Phil. Phil missed the opportunity of a lifetime right there. Distracted. Hello, Mike.
Yes, how you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Nothing. All I'm saying is don't touch Mac Jones. He's considered like Gordon Hayward before he came to the Celtics. And that caller was funny how he said to execute girl power. I'm like, that's insane.
Thank you, Mike.
Clearly the guy has a temper problem. You know, but I would say, you know, Mac Jones is considered like Gordon Hayward before he came here. You know, a lot of hot air.
Oh.
Have a good day.
Oh.
Wow. So he's saying Mac Jones is a lot of hot air.
Well, I don't know where
Did Gordon did people think Gordon Hayward was a hothead before he came to the Celtics?
Well,
I don't
sure.
think so.
Yeah, I don't know what he meant by that. Maybe the overhype. Maybe he's compared.
Okay.
I have yet to see any kind of a report that justifies suggesting that he was a hothead.
In college?
Yeah.
Well, that Phil Perry had it. Even before he was drafted, the scouting report, I'm reading right from NBC Sports Boston, the scouting report on Mac Jones was that he had a bit of a temper at times and his emotions seemed to boil over somewhat in that moment.
A bit of a temper at times.
I'll tell you who wrote
Is not being a hothead. It's not being a
hothead.
Perry.
It's not not.
He continued. Mac Jones sort of continued to storm off.
That's from Phil Perry.
He stormed off.
Very, very qualified football guy saying that the reports out there.
It's a great job by Phil Perry. Where's Hannibal's piece on this on EEI.com?
I don't know.
Like, how come we didn't know about this?
Because they're covering for the guy. Media is like cheerleading for this guy.
Shouldn't we know that if a guy has a quick temper, that might affect how he continues to perform?
Honestly, I gather you're trying to be facetious. Or
no,
something.
No, I'm not.
It sounds utterly ridiculous.
No,
that you are so suggesting,
right,
huh?
Wiggy is 100% right on this. This is an issue. This is a story.
Ken,
Greg.
Are you serious? Are you?
You don't
being
think this is a story?
No, it's a non-story. It's day two of training camp. And the kid is fired up because he didn't play like he wants to play.
So why was it?
So he gets pissed off at himself. Great, I love it. I hope he keeps doing it.
Was it a story when Maddie stormed out of the studio across the street?
was a big story.
It's a story. This is what Mac did.
Wasn't it a story when Cam Newton overthrew the guy in the end zone in the second minicamp practice?
Yeah,
Mac
there were
said
videos
he
of
hit
that
him
everywhere.
Afterward too.
Yeah. Wait.
So this is a real issue for you guys. You're gonna continue with this.
It's not a real issue for me yet, but I think it was a real issue yesterday.
Right. At least it should be covered and talked about.
This is something that we should be, all right, let's keep our eyes on. Not, you know, it's when we were watching Cam, which we should do. Let's keep our eyes on how he throws the football.
Right.
We want to see that, right? So now what we have here is, well, let's keep our eyes on Mac Jones' emotion and temper when things tend to go wrong for him, right? So let's look at those things. And another great reporter, and a lot of people are not talking about this except for Mike Reese, and I kind of screenshotted it and sent it to you guys in a text message, which no one's response to my text messages, is that...
Because they're as long as your sentences.
No, they ain't.
I can't get through them in less than an hour.
Links.
Like, well, what?
It's Mike Reese says that Cam Newton is showing that he has the stronger arm in training camp. So that's another thing that we have to look at is Mac Jones' arm strength in training camp, as well as his temper. How does he look? And that was one of the throws that Phil Perry was talking about, was an underthrown outpass that I think Juwan Williams broke up.
The story should 100% be that there's a fire in his belly, that he cares, that he's pissed at himself, mm-hmm. and that he's going to come out today and try to prove everybody wrong. That's the absolute story. Not that the guy is a risk. It's alarming. It's a red flag because he has a temper issue.
Well, Courtney talked about it.
He's going to have meltdowns left and right.
We're saying it's something to look out for. I'm not saying the rest of the season, but if he does do that the rest of the season, I think that texter said, you know, it shows maturity between Cam Newton and him.
What did you say his numbers were at? Like
2 of 9.
2 of 9.
After that.
After the breakdown. Yes.
Or it could have been during the breakdown, right. But it was the end of practice.
Mid-breakdown.
So clearly.
Mid-meltdown.
Yeah, and we know from Phil Perry, who said that the meltdown affected the way he handled his reps after that. How are you not concerned about that?
Can I call for a 19th nervous breakdown rejoin after we get to trending, which we got to get to right now with Ken Laird?
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru Summer going on right now. Curtis, right in the middle of it. But it's your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Sounds like somebody's trying to set up a lineup of lunch with one Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, yeah,
you notice that? Like, yes. He don't criticize Tuca. Yeah. He never says anything negative about Sweeney or Cam Neely.
Right. What about Jake DeBrusque? Guy wanted to beat me up at the Chatham Squire.
You know why? Because
you forget about that one.
He knows Jake DeBrusque is out the door because Sweeney and Cassidy.
He's not out the door. He's not out the door. Yeah, he should have been. He's not.
He's Gonski.
He's getting it. He's getting the text message right now from Kraft and Stacey James.
Time to saddle up to Kyle Schwarber. We got to get him on the show.
Yeah, we should.
He's the newest athlete in town. Boston swinging a trade, the Red Sox now, for the big lefty slugger from the Nats, 28 years of age, first 6 years with the Cubs, 25 homers this year. He will join the Red Sox in St. Pete, and he's going to be in the IL, though, with a hamstring strain first off. So what's your thoughts on this? Who suffers because of him? Like, who loses at bats? Is it Duran?
I think you made a good point when you suggested that earlier. He's probably the odd man out.
Do you think, though? Because Duran, doesn't he seem like more of... Just by the way he's kind of hit the ball and he's ran the bases, more of the leadoff type of guy?
I mean, could he play first base maybe? I mean,
I guess they'll try it. He played one game in 7 years.
25 home runs. So isn't he like somewhere in fifth in your lineup?
Yeah, this guy's right in the middle of it. That's a good line. That's the bright side. Look at that lineup now. You had him?
I was a utility guy in Little League. You used to go from catcher and make my way over to the hot corner occasionally if they needed a good glove over there. So, I don't know, maybe...
That was the end of the bench.
give him a shot at first base.
He's running over the third base. Coach is like, no, I don't need that hot corner.
And you were harassing Tom Barrasso.
I wasn't running anywhere. Tom Barrasso grew up in Stowe, born and raised, and then chose to go to Acton Boxpro. That was not popular with those of us who bled green and gold for Neshoba.
Why did he leave?
Because he wanted to play for AB because it was a better hockey program. Oh, well. And I guess it got him to the NHL, so he probably made the right decision. I don't know.
Greatest Boston athlete, Tom Barrasso.
I was green and gold, too, in high school.
Really?
Green and gold.
Green and gold.
Yep.
Green and gold.
Well, Max Scherzer is headed to the Dodgers. They win again, and they get Trey Turner in that deal. Big, big trade. A lot of top prospects going there. Yankees swung a deal with the Cubs for Anthony Rizzo. So he's off the market. So they now have Joey Gallo and Anthony Rizzo. We'll see about today. A lot of people suggesting Chris Bryant. Lou Maloney wants Carlos Santana, the first baseman from the Indians. Perhaps that is still in the mix.
Yeah, hopefully.
Jose Barrios from the Twins. That's the top pitcher from the Twins, and he's only okay. There's not like the elite guy is gone now.
Okay. So it almost seems like if the elite guy was Max Scherzer and he's gone, it almost seems like they're banking on their trade or their midseason acquisition is the return of Chris Sale. That's their elite guy.
Patriots day three getting underway. Mac Jones is on the field.
Oh, not first.
I don't know about first, but just
somebody's
shells today.
Somebody's letting the emotions get to him.
Does he look like a shell of him former self? I mean,
no, he looked strong.
Is he trembling? Is he looking around?
If he was, nobody would cover it.
Does it look like he's unable to recover mentally?
Well, it seems like he had a bad day yesterday, and guess what? He didn't want to come out first. Why not continue to come out? Stay true to what you are. Let the emotions get to him.
Do you want to hear the audio of the Celtics' 45th overall pick last night, or just skip on that?
Skip on that.
It was a very exciting moment.
Let's skip on that.
Okay. They get a French guard. And that's what's trending, Greg.
Butchika Bike.
Check out the brand new Butchika's Bike Shop in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Butchika Bike.
Featuring specialized bikes and other top brands, bikes, and accessories.
Butchika Bike.
Visit Butchika.com for details.
Butchika Bike.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Time for your DuckDuckGo for privacy weather forecast. Because Curtis is out, here's Spaz.
Yeah, I'm Anthony Pazziali, sir. I'm Anthony with the weather. Yes.
You don't like the nickname anymore.
Oh, well, I mean, I love the nickname, but I figured since I'm being elevated, shouldn't I have a real name?
You're not a costumes equal funny guy anymore, because that's now Curtis's job.
Exactly. You Curtis moved is up. The boob.
You've jumped a rung on the ladder directly over him.
Oh, 100%. You don't have to do the
circus type activities anymore.
No longer do I have to hang from a crane and get balls kicked at me, be on a golf course and have golf balls hit to me, baseball, wacky things. Yes. I am now co-host Anthony Pazziali.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It's going to be sunny to partly cloudy today. Highs near 85. Currently, it is 80 in Boston.
And the weather brought to you by Butchika's Bike in Nashua.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
What they tell themselves, you're away. It just takes some time.
Well, thanks to today's Dress Greg sponsor, which is Unfiltered, a company from Connecticut, launched by a listener, and they donated good money to have me wear the Unfiltered shirt this morning on the Twitch feed. So,
I like the slogan.
You like it? Mm-hmm. Living free and trying not to die. And I believe that's the Nutmeg State, Connecticut outline that's there. Mm-hmm. I'm not a geography person like Elaine, but I think is that the Connecticut state outline?
Oh, I thought it was New Hampshire.
Is that New Hampshire? Maybe.
Thus the live free.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's the live free or die thing. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, should you want to ding your business, you could dress me for a day, make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. All you have to do is go to thegreghillfoundation.org. And speaking of donations, Numbnuts on the ice cream truck all morning in South Boston and raising money for the Jimmy Fund. Curtis, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How's it going?
Oh, it is awesome. We are at the Bernardi Acura dealer right now, just pulled in, and we are going to be making money off of these car dealers.
Excellent. Okay, good.
Jimmy Fund.
Most popular item so far this morning?
After one person saw the dipped in chocolate twist, it's been everywhere. Everybody wants it. It's selling. It's actually broken 3 records for sales in the first 20 minutes today since I started doing it. So
it is
selling like hotcakes.
Might be a good side hustle for you, maybe on the weekends. Keep you out of trouble. You can just work the ice cream truck.
You can go right from
buy a truck, that's fast rush.
You can go right from Ken and Curtis to the ice cream truck. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yes. All right.
Big morning. A lot of fun. Good money for the Jimmy Fund. And Frank's been great. And I love it. It's just a great way to make money. Ice cream, people happy.
All right, great. Well, when you come back, are you coming back here before the end of the show, or are you staying there until 10?
No, I'll try and get there in about 10, 12 minutes.
All right, because when you get back, we got a brainstorm for the next Blue Collar Friday, which is next week.
Okay, I'm making a bad cell connection here.
I'll take a twist dipped in chocolate.
Are you taking orders?
Do you like the chocolate or the butterscotch? Provide,
whatever you guys want, as long as Wiggy donates, he's good with the money.
Oh, I want a toasted almond, but there's a crisis in this country when it comes to the supply chain with the almonds, so I'll take a strawberry shortcake.
The Blizzard type one sounded pretty delicious to me.
The Blizzard?
We
haven't made one of those, so Coco, maybe I'll do that for you.
Maybe with Reese's.
Oh, you want the Reese's? Okay. Ooh, the mix-ins?
That's a good choice.
Yes.
That is a good choice, yep. Coco. Got me thinking.
That's not the Heath Bar, though, is the goat of the mix-in, I think.
Reese's is by far number one.
No.
I would say it goes Reese's, Oreos, then Heath Bar.
Yeah. I don't even know if Heath Bar would be third.
Right.
Greg is just like, he's so hit or miss when it comes to his food.
TV shows.
Well, no, he's spot on for TV shows.
I'm spot on
music,
for
TV.
That's because it's...
why I got to get out of here in 10 minutes and go binge Outer Banks season 2.
Well, you got a photo shoot, so you can't binge for that long.
I might miss the photo shoot so I can binge Outer Banks season 2.
Well, can you send that in a text message?
I mean, I'll have that thing done by 7 or 8 p.m. tonight. Outer Banks season 2.
Don't spoil anything. I have a wedding this weekend. So
oh, you do? Another wedding?
Yes.
Hey, you're gallivanting.
Is it a destination?
Maine.
it's a destination wedding.
It's not. I mean, yeah, it's Maine.
As a person paying for you to go to Maine.
No.
Ken, 781 texter, what happened on the rejoin?
What happened?
19th nervous breakdown.
Ah.
Homage to Mac Jones.
We'll do it at the end.
That was a good rejoin, though. I did like that song.
Thank you.
So do you prefer like the dip, though? Is it because I think they have chocolate, strawberry, butterscotch.
Maybe, butterscotch.
Butterscotch is
Well, which dip would I prefer?
Yeah.
Chocolate.
No, butterscotch. Butterscotch would be my favorite
dip. I would only want butterscotch if it was hot.
Yeah.
More like a sundae form?
I like the places that do like the strawberries in the sauce on the ice cream. I like that. I just go with the Heath Bar as the number one mix in, maybe Oreo number two.
What's your favorite ice cream overall?
I like Heath Bar Crunch. I like cookies and cream. I like peanut butter ice cream.
I'm always peanut butter and chocolate.
I like a good black raspberry every once in a while.
I love black raspberry chip, and I like a coffee Oreo.
Don't sleep on the cherry, like a cherry Garcia.
Coffee ice cream is the worst.
What?
That's really interesting.
Huh? No, I'm not a huge, but it's...
Well,
just,
that's why.
Yeah, I'm the,
oh, these
it.
People are, whether it's text or Twitch chat, they're very upset that I don't know the outline of the state of New Hampshire. I stand corrected.
Yeah, that
sorry.
Is rough.
I'm an idiot.
Well, that's a swing and a miss.
I'm sorry about that. This is Greg. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, I've got some great advice for Curtis. I drove an ice cream truck in Rhode Island when I was a teenager. Under no circumstances, do not let a girl sit on your lap and drive the truck.
No, that would not. That
was not in the job description.
Yeah, no, that is definitely an issue, I would say. Absolutely an issue. This is Vinny on the Cape, in the Cape. Vinny, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm just talking about, Wiggy was talking about the greatest sports athlete from Boston,
yes.
Born and raised.
Yes, yes.
And I just have to give a little shout-out to my good old Uncle Tony DeMarco, welterweight champion of the world, 1955. Huh. Also...
Related to Justin DeMarco?
No.
Okay.
But he was inducted in the Hall of Fame,
is he
born
really?
And raised, Boston, Fleet Street.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, Wiggy's right up there, though.
Yeah. Related to Rod DeMarco? You say related to Jake DeMarco.
Well, I mean, he said it.
Yes,
because
it's his cousin.
I
have a DeMarco friend, too.
Yeah, I grew up with a kid named DeMarco.
Danny DeMarco.
Yeah, okay. This is Al from Everett. Oh, it's Al from Everett.
Al.
Hey, Al.
Best steak and cheese
What's
around.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Al?
Hey, I'm calling about the mustard thing, Greg, but real quick, Courtney, if you love chicken salad, it's our biggest seller. If you're ever down on State Street, pop in. It's on the house.
Oh, I'm going to take you up on that, Al.
Okay.
We got the bread. You got to get the bread right out of the oven, nice and hot.
Ooh, yes.
Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, we do about, you know, right now, because they're not allowing people back in the buildings, we're doing about 3,000 sandwiches a week, right?
Yeah.
If there's three people a week, we always automatically use Goulden's brown mustard.
No.
And there may be three people a week that say, I want the yellow mustard instead.
No.
Once you go brown, you never go back.
But I don't. Listen, I understand people like spicy mustard. It's just not the way mustard was made. Mustard was mustard was originally the yellow mustard. That's the way mustard is supposed to taste. Courtney puts honey mustard on a chicken
and it's
salad
delicious.
Sandwich.
Yep.
That's an actual abomination. That what?
You'd be surprised how many people want the honey mustard on it. It's a big thing.
It's abomination. It's not real mustard. Mustard is not supposed
Yellow mustard, Greg, is for children.
No, mustard
When you grow up, you switch to the brown.
No, mustard is not supposed to taste like dessert. For people.
Greg's such a hoddo man when it comes to this.
Yes, I am. And
he makes it seem like we're the ones that are out of our mind.
Right.
When we got Al and yourself talking about the majority of people who come in enjoy honey mustard on chicken sandwiches.
Can we get Gresh in here for the crossover? Because he said yesterday, when it comes to a hamburger, he doesn't put any condiment, nothing on a hamburger.
That is like
that's savage.
Yeah, that's next level.
He doesn't like ranch dressing. I said, what about on pizza? Dipping a slice of pizza into ranch? He said, no, that's disgusting.
Well, he doesn't dip any sauce.
I know.
Courtney, you absolutely nailed it on dipping your pizza. It has to be
so
dipped in ranch
good.
Dressing. Or creamy Italian.
Oh.
Which is a really good dip for pizza.
But the fact that you eat a burger with nothing on it?
Yeah, that's dry.
It's un-American.
Yeah, that's like you said. Who's going raw dog with a burger?
Again, it shows your complete lack of a palate.
That's no palate.
1049 Gresh and Key.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
But I always get like, and he treats us, well, you'll start to see Courtney because he'll start to treat you this way.
Day one, I said mozzarella sticks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He looked at me in
disgust.
He's
a snob. He's a food snob is what he is, a food snob. And he's like, yellow mustard. Anybody you put
a
honey mustard on anything else.
But if I were a snob, I would be saying you got to use Grey Poupon, the Dijon mustard. I'm not saying that. I'm a regular mustard Joe. I'm a regular Joe mustard guy.
You just went after Al said they do 3,000 sandwiches a week.
What is it, Ken?
Quick update for the Olympics. The United States women's soccer team has moved on in a shootout over Netherlands, so they survive in advance to the semis.
I bet they like honey mustard on their chicken fingers.
For sure.
They probably don't eat chicken fingers.
No, Megan Rapinoe eats them.
No, she's probably, I guarantee you she's a kale person.
Kale is good.
Uh-oh. See?
What?
What? Have you ever had the kale?
When he rolls
you're an Nantucket
eyes.
Guy. Yeah. The kale Caesar, no longer on the menu, unfortunately, at Crew.
I have had the kale Caesar
and it's
at
delicious.
Crew. It's not bad. It's not bad. I mean,
you know. Kale.
No, Paul Newman's has a very good honey mustard salad dressing.
Ooh.
Try that sometime.
Really?
Yeah, Paul Newman.
Ken's has a pretty good honey mustard salad dressing, but that...
But you don't like honey mustard.
But it should only be... It's not honey... Like, there's two kinds of honey mustard dressing, okay? There's one that is brown with lots of honey in it,
mm-hmm.
and then there's one that's on the creamier side, like the Ken's one, that's almost like they use...
Yellowy.
They use the yellow mustard. It's not sweet and syrupy. That to me is okay. That's good, but only for dipping, like dipping
fries.
But
that's sweet, too.
It's not supposed to be on a chicken salad sandwich. Chicken salad already has a condiment in it, mayonnaise. It doesn't require another condiment. Courtney, you ignorant.
I'm going to bring one in, and you're gonna
I'm not going
love
to
love it.
So are you a one condiment person, then? You don't think condiments should mix? Like, you don't do ketchup and mustard
never.
On a hot dog?
That's ridiculous.
Do you like Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce is multiple condiments put together.
It Uh-oh. Is?
Yes.
No, I'm done with it. Then.
Polynesian I prefer better than the Chick-fil-A
sauce. I'm done
with it.
I'm done with it quicker than I'm done with Matt Damon.
So you only go...
I'm a one condiment kind of guy, yes.
On a burger,
yes.
You'll just go ketchup?
No, mustard.
What about Big Mac
Wait
sauce?
Wait a second.
Mustard. I would Big Mac sauce.
Those are two condiments put together.
Nobody knows what that
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
No,
I think it's
it's not. Nobody knows it's secret.
So a burger, you just put mustard on it?
Yes.
You don't put no ketchup,
nope.
no barbecue
nope.
sauce?
Mustard. Just mustard.
Wow.
Mustard and
that's
cheese.
That's kind of like, that's
mustard
just,
and cheese.
That's one level step down from Gresh.
Well, I'm not taking advice from somebody who likes American cheese, first of all.
American cheese is good.
American cheese is gross. It's the worst possible cheese. It's not even real cheese.
So what do you put on your burger?
Mustard and cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Maybe bacon.
What kind of cheese? I want bacon
and pickles.
Fine
and pickles. Yeah, also pickles.
But you said not American cheese.
Cheddar cheese. Munster. Maybe Munster. If I'm in
this
a.
This guy.
Maybe.
My favorite cheese is goat.
Oh, you don't eat burgers, right?
I know I eat burgers.
This guy, you only put mustard on a burger?
Can you tell we're up against the clock?
Well,
Ken is losing his mind.
You keep rolling your eyes.
Can we get to
Is that
Gresh?
What that light means?
Can we? Yeah, that's what that light means. We're up against the clock. We'll get to Gresh and a quick crossover next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you ready?
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
Well, Gresh is here for the crossover at 9:57, 3 minutes before 10.
I thought Gary Tangway was going to be walking in here in this music or like that. Is this on Greg's hits or
Greg's list?
Yeah, number 10 on Spotify.
Are you referring to the 12th rated radio program on the Odyssey app?
Really? Is that what it is?
Out of 350, yes.
Is it just you picking music, or are you doing these segues in between?
You hear my voice occasionally. Hmm. That is for Mac Jones because, of course, he had a temper tantrum, a meltdown.
I love it.
And Wiggy, I do too.
Yeah.
Wiggy and Ken have been losing their minds over it this morning. Courtney kind of,
lost my mind when somebody compared it to Simone Biles. Like that's.
Yes.
Well, when you have a meltdown and you continue to perform bad, that means that the meltdown is still affecting you. It's called having a short memory. Got to have one in the NFL.
No, I agree, but I want that reaction. Mm-hmm. I want everything to come out now in these 2 weeks so that things can be handled and coached and addressed and touched on. And I want mistakes to happen. Like when everybody's like, oh my God, he had a bad day. Good. I want him to have a bad day now, not in preseason game number 2, where everyone's thinking, oh man, the kid's going to soil himself. Get him out now. By the way, did you hear your guy Cole Beasley yesterday?
Yes.
And the use of, and I'm curious for your thoughts on this, Courtney, when he said, I'm not anti-vax, I'm pro-choice. Mm. I mean, it was a real interesting use of words there.
I do think if you are anti-vaxxing, you should also be pro-choice.
Yeah, but for him to use that phrase reason for not doing it in an NFL setting, right. It was actually kind of cringy.
But I also, I've heard that actually a lot from people.
It goes to show that whatever Cole Beasley had on his phone, he just ripped it from Facebook somewhere, amended a couple of words, fixed it, and then rolled it out.
He said, that sounds good.
Because here's the real deal, right? Greg, I heard you talking about this, and here's the scenario, right?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Wig got the first shot, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. All right, Greg, you have your stance on it.
Yeah.
Here is what the NFL is trying to do. So if this anti-vaxxer Cole Beasley causes a game to be canceled or compromised in some way. Mm-hmm. Here's what the NFL has set up. So in this scenario, right, Greg Hill, if you were the one who caused the game to not be played,
right,
and your teammate Jermaine Wiggins,
oh, we got issue, bro.
Who's going to make $350,000 that week, and that game is canceled.
Ooh, we're making big money,
right? Right. So. You're going to reimburse that guy? Or are you going to be willing to take your ass whipping coming to you? Because if Cole Beasley causes not one, but two teams to miss a paycheck that week,
in the parking lot.
He's going to drag him in a parking lot, beat his ass.
It's called peer pressure. I get it. I mean, it's being done everywhere around us. It's done in your workplace. It's done everywhere.
Well, the NFL is taking it to the next level because now you're putting other people's salary in jeopardy. Yep. Whatever your thoughts are on COVID doesn't affect me here at WEEI.
Right.
Right.
But in the locker room like that, and that's Cole Beasley is going to get his teeth knocked out.
And that's a fight I know I'm not going to lose because most of the guys are going to be losing money with me, so we jumping your ass.
Yeah, seriously, seriously, and you know this.
Oh, yeah.
You know there are some what's the line from a hard pipe hitting bleepers from old Pulp Fiction?
Oh yeah,
dudes who ain't going to take kindly to that, and it'll be you can think what you think, but now what you think affects me. So guess what? I'm going to leave you laying in the parking lot,
and it's going to be because we now know that whatever team causes the outbreak. The opponent don't get paid either. So now not only are you getting it from your teammates, you now getting it from the opponents. And that the NFL is clearly doing that. They're basically saying, we are going to cause a divide in the locker room for the small group of unvaccinated players. Because it's not a large group of unvaccinated players. It's a small group. And we are now going to pit these guys against each other. And that's what's going to happen. Because I know I'd be in that locker room and I'd be like, Greg, you need to get vaccinated, man. No, listen, you got to do it because now you start to mess with everybody's money.
So then just whenever it comes to a decision that is being made, just so I understand this going forward, when an individual is making a decision on their own, when it comes to their health, we are now, as a general rule in this country, we are going to be allowed to tell them what they have to do and to shame them if they don't do it.
If it affects my money.
Only in the NFL. That's the thing, right? Because
it's not only in the NFL.
No, we're only talking about the NFL.
No, you have the ability to make the decision that you do.
I really don't. You see the email from the company yesterday? I'm not going to have that ability soon.
I thought that was for new hires.
No, it's for new hires, but it, the suggestion is that it,
suggestion. In the NFL, okay. It's a little different. And by the way, Wiggs, $350 a week, $5.95
million. Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know, right. You forget those days, right?
Well, listen, you and I are on
never made those days.
You and I are on the same side when it comes to Mac Jones and the the meltdown.
Yeah.
I like it. Real quick before we go, because we're running late here, but what is your issue with condiments, sauces, ranch dressing? You eat a burger, a naked burger.
I don't eat a naked burger. I just don't put cheese on it. But if you want to load it with ketchup, brown mustard,
said yesterday you didn't like condiments.
No, I'm okay. No, I don't like dipping, like the whole, I don't need wings. Like ranch dressing is the most disgusting smell on the planet.
That's unbelievable.
That is not true.
It's unbelievable. Oof.
Like the whole people who drop like a hunk of blue cheese on a burger.
Love blue black and blue burgers.
I know.
Black and blue burgers. And
I your can't
boys,
do it.
You want a good one? Go to Davio's Burger Joint. They got that good.
You mean the Capital Grill.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Capital Grill.
Either way, fake Wiggy money here? What am I doing?
Capital Burger, very well priced.
It is.
And they do a great black and blue burger with blue. I think blue cheese, if you don't put blue cheese on a burger, you are missing out.
And their bread and butter pickles at the beginning.
Now, bread and butter pickles are the sneaky addition to making a burger that much better. Mm. Right? You can go the regular or you kick it up with the bread and butter pickles.
I don't like the sweet pickles. I only like
bread and butter all day.
Bread and butter on a burger.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Burger.
Eating them regular. It's kind of
always on a burger.
Always on a burger.
I like them regular.
I'm with you on that. So, Grego, guess who's in today?
Who?
Shime is doing 4 hours with me
really?
Today.
Really? Shime time.
Ooh.
Shime time. And we have not one but two editions of Shime Bloom. Shime Bloom will have his moves for Heim Bloom of the Boston Red Sox and maybe some Aaron Rodgers trade scenario.
What do you mean? Gambling advice?
We will mix that in a little bit.
What
as
do you
well.
You like this Red Sox deal?
It's okay. I would still rather give me a first baseman. To me, that's the biggest thing. You come away with a first baseman, I'll be okay. I think the pitching will take care of itself.
It will? Aren't you a little worried about Erod after last night?
Yeah, but I don't think Erod. I mean, right now with Sale coming back, and they sent Houck down, I think, to get more innings. I still think he's going to be a factor in all this. But, yeah, I mean, if Eddie Rodriguez is your fourth guy, maybe.
They got the wrong Scherzbergs.
Scherzberger?
Whatever.
How about him going to L.A.? They just don't care.
A little bit of intel coming in on this front. John Morosi, MLB Network, says the Red Sox have spoken about a Kyle Gibson trade with the Rangers, per a source. Gibson still being discussed by multiple teams, but there's a starting pitcher, which Lou Maloney, I sold him on a couple weeks ago, and then he backpedaled and said he wouldn't trade Houck for him. But there's an all-star pitcher, Kyle Gibson.
I love that Ken took the bandana off. That means it's time to go, because the DJ's done.
It is. It's time to go. We got to go. Curtis is back here at the studio. Curtis, great job this morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. Outside in 2 minutes if you want free ice cream.
Yes.
Got some Nutty Buddies?
No, not free. We got to make a donation.
Right.
We all have to make a donation to the Jimmy Fund.
That goes unsaid.
Okay, good. But you raised some good money this morning, right?
Yep. I took 20%.
Okay.
Good day for everyone.
That's not right. All right. Gresham Keefe is next with Shime in the big chair, and we'll be back on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.